You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. A study done by scientists from Florida Atlantic University's Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute in Fort Pierce has found elevated mercury levels in people who eat fish from the Indian River Lagoon. Scientists were prompted to look for the mercury because another area resident was showing signs.
So this study actually originally came from work that we did on the Indian River Lagoon bottlenose dolphins.
Adam Schaefer is an epidemiologist with FAU's Harbor Branch.
We've done sampling in the past, both of live animals and pathology samples, animals that have stranded and expired. And we saw concentrations of mercury that were some of the highest concentrations that have been reported in a dolphin population, concentrations that are significantly higher than other study sites, even in the United States. So it led us to an interesting path of questions, what does it mean to the environment, and eventually, how does it potentially impact humans?
The study used hair samples from 135 residents living along the Indian River Lagoon who eat locally caught seafood. The study found that those who reported eating that local seafood one or more times a day were four times more likely to have a mercury concentration above what the EPA recommends for daily dose for human health. However, Schaefer says that doesn't mean you can't consume locally caught fish.
We're not trying to create any sort of panic, and we're not saying that it's at an acute toxicity level. The concern in the United States when it comes to mercury exposure is really chronic low-level exposure, so it's really the long-term effects of these low-level exposures, particularly when we're talking about pregnant females and developing fetus and young children.
For some time, there have been warnings about mercury levels in some fish.
There's a lot of very good work that highlights the benefits of seafood consumption. And it's really about being a wise consumer and making intelligent choices in terms of what you consume and how often. It's really dependent on the species that you're eating. These higher predatory fish have higher concentrations of mercury because it builds up, it accumulates, and magnifies in the food chain. So it's about understanding a reasonable amount of consumption.
The Harbor Branch study was published this month in the International Journal of Environmental and Public Health. We'll have a link on our website to that study. Our website is WQCS.org. Also, several years ago, the Martin County Health Department did a similar study analyzing residents' hair. They found out those consuming more expensive fish, such as Chilean sea bass, had higher concentrations of mercury. As Schaefer mentioned, that's because they're at the top of the food chain. That led to the health department issuing a cookbook of acceptable fish, especially for pregnant women. We'll also have a link to that site on our website, and you'll be able to find a link to the State Department of Health website outlining possible mercury contamination in local fish. Again, that's all on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.